I'm
Okay.
happy to go off piste if you want. I don't mind.
Okay, Brian, so we'll start off by asking about what is it about your residence that distinguishes you by being a safe haven for seafarers in particular?
Right. Well, we've been in business for 155 years, since 1865. The Royal Alfred Seafarers Society has looked after seafarers, either with care or accommodation, in various locations. And we've been in Banstead for about 50 years or so, providing nursing care and accommodation. We have a very, very good staff, 100 staff, all loyal, well trained, deliver good care. We dot the place with maritime relics, as it were, maritime artifacts to make it feel homely to old seafarers. We've got a bar, which makes them feel at home, being sailors, and is a very good community spirit. And we, generally speaking, have members of staff employed for an awful long time because they feel that they're delivering good care to the right sort of people.
And on the topic of your staff, I understand the society has been focusing on staff training programs recently to prepare them for long-term career opportunities. What kind of skills does this involve, and what kind of long-term careers?
Well, it goes right the way through all the departments, really, and I can pick out quite a few examples. But before I do that, I'll just say why we like doing that. I think probably the single most important thing you can do as a leader or a manager is invest in the people that work with you or work for you. And the society recognizes that. And it's in our ethos to do that. And it shows with our very low turnover of staff and the number of people who stay for years and years and years. So by investing in the staff, we give a very good workplace for them to work in, make it a happy place, I hope. We pay them well. But more importantly, I think, in a way, we provide training. We have our own in-house home trainer. We reward advancement. So if anyone gets an MVQ, their pay scale reflects it. And within departments, people make their way up. For example, sadly, our home manager of many years retired before Christmas, but she'd been with the society for 38 years, started as a nurse, and the last 15 years was home manager. My own secretary, again, retired just before Christmas. She'd been with the society for over 55 years, and she joined the society when she was 16 as a clerk, and then worked her way up to be my executive assistant. And there are many examples like that. On the maintenance side, one of our maintenance or our main maintenance engineer, he was in a local building company and came to do some work, liked us, we offered him a job, he stayed, and he works tirelessly within the 14-acre estate we've got and 68-bed nursing care home and 22 flats to keep those maintained. So, and I can pluck all sorts of other examples out, but over half of the 100 people have been with us for 5 years, and we reward people after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years with a small party, a small lunch. We give them a check and we give them a badge. We reward commitment, and it's rather nice to have that within the society.
And I can imagine then having that sense of community amongst your staff also bodes well for the seafarers that you're looking after. And then, in particular, over the past year with the pandemic as well.
Yeah, indeed. It does. We get very many letters of thanks and praise for the way that residents have been looked after. Sadly, many, if not most, end their days with us. But their families, almost to a person, write to us and say how grateful they were with for providing such a happy place for their loved ones. So we have very good feedback, and we know it's not just us thinking this, but most importantly, It's those that we're there to look after are happy to be with us.
Yeah, because that was going to be my next question. How do the residents then respond to the renovations and the training that you guys endorse?
Well, the renovation, the modernisation of the home, we were very keen to engage with the residents and their families to tell them what we were going to do. This actually came out of the pandemic. It's been such an awful time for everyone, not least those of us responsible for the care of frail and elderly people in the care home. And in the depths of the pandemic, I looked around and I thought, we need to focus on something really good to come out of this terrible time. We didn't know how long it was going to last or really where it was going to go. But as it happened, because the home was built 20 years ago, the rooms didn't have an ensuite shower. There were shower rooms and bathrooms, but everyone had an ensuite toilet and hand basin. But by and large, not ensuite showers. And we thought, well, post the pandemic, for infection control, you know, shared bathrooms are a thing of the past. We must make sure that we give everyone an ensuite bathroom. And that's what we're doing. We're renovating and modernizing the whole home, making the rooms much bigger, much better appointed. And there's nothing wrong with them as they are, but we're doing that, spending quite a lot of money to do it, to reinvest in our home, so that when we come out of this pandemic, in the next few months, we'll have a totally modernized home with absolutely first-class accommodation, ready for the next 20 years, I hope. But everyone, we've done it in a way so far, and I hope we continue, so that disruption to the residents is absolutely at the minimum. That's been the top of our requirement to the builders. Disruption to the residents must be the minimum.
And I was wondering if you could tell me about your latest environmental initiatives within the grounds.
Yeah. We've done a few over the last 15 years or so that I've been certainly there. And from solar photovoltaic panels, through a biomass boiler with sustainable wood pellets. We've sunk our own borehole, so we get our own water supply connected to our main supply. We've just recently spent quite a bit of money putting a very smart, what they call it, smart heating control system, so that we don't waste energy heating rooms that are empty or with windows open. And we've just renewed all our boilers to make them really efficient gas boilers, because we work both biomass and gas boilers. So there's a few of the things that we've done. We recycle a lot, and I think we've recycled quite a few articles, plastic particularly, and we've reduced our energy bills. So that's just a handful of the things, but we're always looking for something that we can improve our green credentials even further.
And as we understand, lockdown restrictions are easing. I expect a lot of you who work there and live there alike have had your vaccines. Have you been welcoming guests back into the premises, and what's that been like?
Yes. It's been a very good thing to do, to have loved ones and relatives coming back in. For some time, we were forced to close to visitors, naturally, not just because the government said so, because it made sense to keep our residents safe. We're all vaccinated. All the residents and all the tenants have been vaccinated, and the vast majority of the staff. We all get tested regularly, twice a week, and now it's opening up. We always said that if there was, even when closed, we always said that if there was sadly someone at the end of life, we would look very compassionately on making sure they didn't pass on alone. So that was always a fundamental for us. But now we're allowing more and more residents to come in, residents' relatives to come in, they can now test themselves before they get here. Up until now, we've been testing them, which has been quite a huge burden on the staff. No extra staff given to you. You have to do it, absorb it yourself. But we've done all that. The administration staff have booked the time slots, and we very much enjoy people coming into the home and seeing their loved ones. So that's what we're there for. It's their home. We're there to provide it. And we very much enjoy that part of life.
And when do we hope to hug again in there? Do we have any in the future?
Well, let's see how we go. I would like to see sooner rather than later. One can take a more relaxed view on these sort of things sometimes. Once you've done your risk assessment and there comes a point when actually life has to go on and the nicer parts of life have got to come back. And so we will be keen to get that back as soon as possible. And I take it you're meaning hugs for residents, not
yes, of course.
Hugs staff.
Well, you can hug your staff as well. I think we're all looking forward to the day.
I'll be in trouble if I started hugging the staff.
Yeah. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today.
Not at all. I